Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 18th of June, recording at 9:52 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, what do we got going on here? Let's have a quick look at these markets. First, it was a quiet day. And I think the main reason for that is that people are a little bit nervous and apprehensive about the statement that's going to come out following the Fed meeting. I believe the Fed meeting ended this afternoon in the U.S. I thought the statement might be coming later today, but I believe it's now coming out tomorrow. And so there will be some inevitable concern about whether Mr. Bernanke is going to stay on for a little bit longer or leave sooner than was generally expected. And there also have been many comments that he's going to have to be quite astute in his comments so not to worry markets a little bit here. Now, let's take Asia-Pacific region here first. We had a mixed performance overall, modest declines in Japan and Australia, modest firming among the China indices, which look oversold. Japan still looks somewhat oversold to me. So actually it is Australia. Firmer in here today, though, the rest of the China sector, including Korea, had one of the better gains. But the big story in Asia, well, there was one to the upside and one to the downside, and they were both in the ASEAN sector. It was the Philippines to the upside, up 2.83%, and it was Thailand to the downside, down 2.97%. percent. Now, in the Asian region, we had a few more stock markets to the upside than to the downside, and that small gains, but for a change, the UK, which has been an underperformer, partly because of the miners in the FTSE 100 index, that gained 0.69 of a percent here today. Switzerland had a small decline, so did the Euro Stoxx Index and the CAC 40, the others mostly very small gains. Again, emphasize a quiet day. Now, in the Americas, Brazil, a bit firmer. The better performance, certainly among big markets, was on Wall Street. And for the second day, we had solid gains in here on average, not far off being up 0.90. In other words, just under 1% gains here. And that's taken the S&P 500 index back up to 1651 and change ahead of whatever Bernanke's going to say. Now, my own feeling on this is that I'm really quite bullish on the medium to longer term. I've made that case on a number of occasions in some of my big picture long-term outlook audios. But I think this is a nervous time. It will remain a nervous time here right now. In the very short term, we're getting some technical rallies following the sell-off that we had seen starting late last month and earlier this month. Now, we saw bigger reactions for a lot of stock markets, including on Wall Street slightly, but there's been no further follow-through so far. ASEAN, which had been such a stellar performer for so long, has certainly seen bigger pullbacks, as have many other stock markets generally. And there's no doubt that people are still focused on this QE issue here and what the Fed is actually going to do. So I think we've got a somewhat nervous phase because markets can anticipate an eventual tightening, and people have said, well, is a reduction in massive QE monetary tightening? And sure it is, because the policy was becoming more accommodative, became extremely accommodative, and the next move will almost certainly be to tighten up somewhat here overall. So Owen and I really have been seeing and continue to feel that while we're certainly not, I would certainly not describe us as bears, but equally, Wall Street and some of the other markets are a little bit expensive up here, given the uncertainties over quantitative easing that we're actually hearing and seeing people discuss. So our outlook basically is that we're likely to see several months of ranging. Now, that also often includes some temporary steps to the downside, as I've said before. So again, what does one do? Well, I'd be a little cautious in here. I would only buy something that you really liked and that was beginning to come into form among candidates. A number of those autonomies that Owen has reviewed have been finding support in near their rising 200-day moving averages. As a general rule, we like the ones with slightly better yields overall. I certainly wouldn't chase anything in this environment here right now. So again, my emphasis is be a little bit cautious. Now, long-dated government bond yields, they are a little bit steadier in here today, and that is where the bigger risk lies. Because it does look as if this long secular bull market in long-dated government bonds is ending. As a matter of fact, I've said it before, and I think those bond yields are actually in a base building phase, and they're more likely to see a background of some additional economic recovery before the end of the year and into next year. If I'm wrong on that, and if the economic data deteriorates, then we will certainly see those bond yields subside somewhat within their current ranges or ranges at slightly beneath today's current levels. In currencies, again, it was a really quite a quiet day in here for the most part, but some of the Asian currencies were a little bit softer. The dollar index was down, but so was and so was sterling, slightly down. So searching around to find what was actually up here against the dollar index. Well, the euro is a little bit firmer, up to 133.92. I think one of the more interesting stories of the day, though, is that the yen has pushed back up to 95.33. Now, if that holds, that let alone moves higher in here, I think that will be a positive force here for Japan overall. And I didn't say it in my stock market review tonight, but I do feel that Japan is still the most interesting major market there in terms of its both, well, quite possibly short term, certainly medium term, and quite potentially also or possibly longer term upside potential here. I think this is a successful move that Prime Minister Abe has introduced, and I'll back it as long as he still has plenty of support in the opinion polls. And what else to mention here? In the currency markets, a mild concern. I don't want to exaggerate it at this stage, but the oil prices have been steady in recent weeks, albeit within ranges. We have had a small upside breakout earlier this week. Well, this is only Tuesday. Did it start late last week? I think it did. For the Brent crude, which is currently up to 106.13. That's not anywhere near the upper side of the range, but it is edging higher in here. The higher side of the range is up around 119. But the WTI is also firmer in here, currently at 98.65. As I say, I don't think we need to lose any sleep over this, but I will relax again when I see some downward dynamics and an easier tone in those oil prices. Firm oil prices, well, certainly spikes in oil prices can be a game changer here for economies and also for stock markets. So a slight concern. The industrial metals are still very, very soft. That suggests that demand is low and people are still running some short positions in those markets. And grains and beans slightly steadier in here today as well. And on that note, all the best to all of you, and let's see what Mr. Bernanke says. All the best.